You are listening to Well Versed, a worthwhile WSUM podcast hosted by me, David Matavia. Well Versed is a program that focuses on showcasing the talented hip-hop community in and around Madison, Wisconsin. Today I have rapper Daniel Nas and producer KTP, who just dropped a single called Mood Ring, which is out on all streaming platforms. You want to introduce yourself?
My name is Daniel Nas. I am a well-versed artist. I am a member of CTB. And I have a new song out called Mood Ring with my producer, KTP.
My name is Aaron, better known as KTP. I'm well-versed producer, engineer. Pretty much producing beats for Alexander Kane, J. Dot, Daniel Nas, Marcus, a list I can't even
shout
remember.
Shout out CTB.
Yeah, shout out CTB. That's who we're with.
So I was first introduced to Daniel Nas's music. I was at a party at one of my friend's houses at UW, and I was talking to somebody about some sort of hip hop music, and then this crowd of freshmen at UW were like, "Do you hear of Daniel Nas?" I was like,
oh my God.
Yeah, I think I saw his album on, because I saw people promoting it on
right.
Instagram, other people from CTV, Chase the Bag and stuff. And then so I was like, yeah, you want to play some of music? And they were just gassing you up the whole time.
Oh,
and then we
God.
Listened to, I think it was Cigarello, and then another track off the, off the album. So you got fans, man. You got
hell
fans,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, they're far too kind.
That's awesome. That's really nice to hear.
So you guys, neither of you guys are attending school at the moment, correct?
No.
And so what do you guys find yourself doing to fill up the time in quarantine and then out of quarantine?
Go first?
Lately in quarantine, I don't know, I've just been binge watching shows and like I've been trying different vegetarian options or recipes.
Options.
I've been watching a lot of South Park recently, and it's not something I'm proud of necessarily, but I mean, I'm passing the time.
Yeah, what else are you supposed to do? Vegetarian, that's interesting. You got to get more creative. I was talking to one of my homies, Charlie. I'll drop a podcast with him soon, but he's a kind of a healthy fitness. He's going to school for not calisthenics. That's exercise. Kinesiology. That word.
Okay. I didn't even know that was a word, dude.
Well, so he's really into that healthy cooking.
That's cool.
And he tells me how he's getting creative and stuff. What about you though, bro?
Well, yeah, what I'm doing during this whole quarantine. So I'm an essential worker, essentially. Yeah, I still have a 9-to-5 job like crazy, dude. It's fucking whack. And I'm a full-time employee. So I'm on the clock like 24/7 basically. So like if I'm not going to work, I'm working on hella music. Cause right now, I'm working on engineering a bunch of songs, like a bunch of people here in UW. Like, you know who Olivia Rose is?
Yeah. Yeah. She's sick. I just listened to her album last week or something.
Yeah. I mastered that.
Oh yeah, dude. That, she's super tight, bro.
Yeah, she's cool, and so she sent me, like, a couple songs here and there that I just, like, you know, mix or master, like, collab with, doesn't matter.
Shout out Liv.
Yeah, shout out Liv. And then also working with Marcus, he's from, like, a dude in Kino, and, like, yeah, basically, wow. Like, I'm just on the clock 24/7, like, I don't get much sleep. It's either work or cooking up.
We started talking a little bit more about places of employment. Shout out KTP and all other essential workers right now. Thank you for what you do. Daniel Nas filled me in that he is a milkshake extraordinaire over at one of my favorite restaurants in Madison, Monty Blue Plate. Recommendation, Fat Elvis Shake. I'm sorry, Nas. I'm sorry. Apparently, it's a hassle to make, but it is probably one of the best milkshakes in the city, and it goes great with any meal. I just ordered takeout from that restaurant a few days ago, so shout out Monty Blue Plate Diner. So outside of working for farmers and making milkshakes, you guys make music. How did you guys get introduced to one another and start making rap music?
We went to high school together. I think, did you come to Wanakee's junior year?
Yeah, I came to Wanakee junior year.
Junior year. And like we had some like mutual friends for a while, and I started making music my senior year. I think we didn't really link until
second semester
law class.
It was like the end of high school.
We just like hit it off. I started coming over here and like play around with beats. That's how our first project came together, the Elroy I EP.
It was kind of weird because like I was moving around everywhere that like my childhood was kind of like messed up. So I was like moving place to place, like Verona, Sauk City, Wanakee, Madison area. And I came to Wanakee my junior year, and like, you know, I came there with like having no friends. So I was like, fuck it, let me start producing. Let me start making like some music. And then I started seeing Dan on like SoundCloud, and I saw that he was getting plays and shit. So I was like, oh shit, let me hit him up. It was pretty cute.
He just started writing all my creativity and energy. And really, he has me to owe for everything. No. This dude puts in 110% of the work that's done. I'm getting emotional here.
So friends from the jump, but now they find themselves in Madison making music together. This past fall, Daniel Nas released an album called Guest Check, in which KTP was heavily involved in. Put out your, was this your first solo album then in the fall?
Yeah, album. We released an EP like the year prior to that,
and then we just worked for the next like a little over a year for just like bouncing ideas around and stuff, and eventually this album just kind of came together.
Well, David, do you know about like the whole Savage Train stuff?
Yeah, like I know Rico, and I like somebody, there was a injury at one of the shows, and then they kind of shut it down. But yeah, you guys used to do sets with them?
Yeah, we were usually the openers with a little group called Public School that we had. It was like a three rapper group.
Yeah, group. And we were working on that for a while after our first EP, and then that like quickly just flunked. So
just kind of fell apart.
Yeah, it just fell apart. So Dan and I just started working on the album. And so it took us like 11 months or some shit to like make that album.
But you feel pretty confident that it turned out well.
Yeah, like for
people really seem to like it.
Yeah.
Just like really more cool than I could ever ask for.
Yeah, we really thought, like all of us thought that it was going to get slept on. But I mean, it was honestly like, the amount of support that we got was really cool.
Needs to get in new scars, ankles thin and skinny. Insecure like, ooh lord, I pray I still get pretty. Pass the mic in like two chords, I'm still down to sh- the fist lukewarm. Never showed up my true form, still in the basement of Vinny.
That is the beginning of Trill, which is the opener off that Guest Check album. I'm not going to play the full song because of time constraint and legal reasons, but it's a good album. Go give it a listen. My favorite song is probably Beyonce. And then finally, we talked about Mood Ring, which is their most recent drop. If you haven't listened to that, check it out.
Aaron was like, I have some beats that I'm looking to put on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I was like, can you show me something? Like, literally, like, the first one he showed me was that Mood Ring beat. And I was like, wait, I have this verse, I have this verse, I have this hook, this,
Yeah.
I was like, and it all, like...
Might as well. He recorded, like, 32 takes.
Yeah, I tried recording it, like, the first verse I wanted to record it in, like, sections, like... TJX6.
Yeah, TJX6. Do you know who that is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never really dug deep into his catalog. But...
Well, basically, he does this thing where he's like, he records a bar, and then he records the second bar, and they're like overlaying on top of each other. and it's like a different effect. So Dan tried to do that same thing. So he was like overlaying his.
I thought it'd be a fun verse to do that.
Yeah,
with.
It was pretty. It was pretty interesting.
About all the mixing he was gonna have to do. How many hours did you put into mixing that?
I'd say roughly about like 50 to 70 hours mixing that song, just my eyes glued to the screen.
Awesome. And so that's going to be its own little single. Or are you guys going to continue to work on a project based around that song?
Nah.
I think Mood Ring is just kind of like
a single,
an idea we had.
Yeah.
We have other ideas that are brewing.
Yeah. Well, I think as of right now, we're going to probably release like a couple singles here and there, just because the album was such a pain in the ass to like make.
We did two projects like back to back for releases.
So yeah.
So we're kind of looking to put out more singles right now.
Yeah.
And just like build that catalog.
Yeah. What?
Give people like more songs to.
Yeah. To just enjoy.
And that was it. KTP responsible for the production, mixing and mastering, and of course Daniel Nass responsible for the bars. They ended out the interview by giving a couple shout outs and were generous enough to provide well versed with a verse, of course produced by KTP. Thank you to both my guests. Thank you to everybody listening. Stay safe, stay healthy, go listen to some rap music. Peace. I'll probably close it out here, but before you go, is there any local businesses you'd like to shout out and have people show their support for?
Aside
from Fleet Farm, of course.
You're right.
I feel like I should quickly shout out Umami. You should get some Eat Street from them or go to TK and pick it up. But go get some really good, really dank ramen.
I'd say shout out to CTB because there's a lot of dope ass artists in there. Like every single person who's working in that group is fucking fire. And like, not that you have to listen to them, but like it's very recommended. There's a lot of good music here. They're in Madison fire. And Wisconsin.
Shout out Loom.
Shout out Loom too.
Yeah. Team is so.
Shout out Loom.
The Loom guys are great.
Shout out Sarah, bro. She is a queen.
Yeah, big shout out to Sarah.
I don't know if you know Sarah, but
Sarah's
she's
the. Homie, bro.
She's a person, Loom, that just like is our ins. Yeah, that's pretty much for the shout outs.
Awesome.
Shout out my mom.
Always gotta shout out the moms, right?
Shout out David.
Shout out David.
Shout out Artemis.
Shout out my cat.
Appreciate you guys coming out, man. Alright. You guys stay healthy, alright?
You too.
You too, man. Take care.
And they seem to flip and flash in the sun just like a mirror. And they're still going more than 800 miles an hour.
Sitting still, sipping on ginseng. Spitting real, feel I'm finna win big. Like a deal, we'll be chill. I don't get why I appeal to the kids that hear my music and they kneel. I say the buzz are harder that they made it still. I'm just being honest, I just keep it real. I'm just trying to shock them like electric eel. I'm just trying to play the game and spin the wheel. I've been up late, got my smoke right. Spot bus pass, it's never on time. Don't make my phone blink, I hate my hotline. I'm trying to make hits. Online, trying to get my name to turn into a gold mine. Shout out KTP, you know we working overtime. And we make the heat, you know we'll blow your whole mind. And you like, oh my, oh my.